This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for calling Best Buy. This is Janet. How can I help you?
Hi, Jenna. This is Nina at XPO. I'm calling to get a breeze code for a technician.
Yes, Nina. Go right ahead.
That XFMS number is 670-74681. Amy Choi Phillips.
One moment. For Karen Amy Shaw Phillips?
Yes.
How can I assist?
The technician stated that the oven exchange, when he unboxed it, he noticed a dent. The customer noticed a dent that the left dent, a large dent on the left side of the control panel. The customer refused the unit, requesting a replacement. The technician is returning it back Monday the 12th. I called the customer and she had raving reviews about XPO. Not so raving reviews about Best Buy. She said that she's been working, dealing with this since November.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another exchange.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to keep these products straight. It's unbelievable the damages that they consume.
Yeah. See, the warehouses need to, we understand we working overtime and all that. Tell them to stop acting like they mad at the washing machine ain't none of their wife or husband.
Mm-hmm. Girl, that's right.
Did I say that?
We're all thinking the same thing, man. It's like, how can I tell you not to, you know, do that?
I mean, because we already know how. And then I remember a new tech was like, Miss Nina, I didn't do it. I'm like, calm down. Thank goodness you opened the box in front of the
country. Yeah, our teams, that's even the worst part, is that then, you know, the ones that are, you know, feeling uncomfortable and everything about it has to be the team that delivers and installs,
the messenger.
Right? The team that, right, they have nothing to do, and they're put in a situation that they shouldn't be.
Do customer service and damage control. Funny you said that. The customer said that the team before them, she said she want this team, she want Tech Brandon and Tech Fernando to come back. She said that even though they didn't do anything, and I loved what she said. She said even though they didn't do anything, she said they acted like, I mean, they were very genuinely caring and concerned. Because they tell her, don't use the unit. Some people be scared to say that because they know the customer's going to be mad. But safety over mad sometimes overrules it. But she said she wants them to come back because they were caring. I was like, and those techs teach me a lot. They have taught me a lot. So I've been having
because
a good day
today.
That's right. And I do too. I really do. Ever since when I was taking care of my grandma, when I talk to anybody on the phone, having to resolve an issue, I act like they're my grandmother.
Right.
And I just care for
That's people. Funny because when I'm all over order, when I talk to management, I'm like, this is like our grandmother, and I put it as our. This could be our grandma, our grandpa.
Right.
You know, they're over this age. They're alone. You know, so that's how I speak on it. I speak, it's ours.
It's ours.
And we need to, you know, take it and be responsible for it.
That's right. That is right. Because, you know, it's happening across the universe. Like, everything's being delayed or overbooked. All of that is everywhere. And people still want their stuff. So, you know, give them the truth in a kind and gentle way. And
there you go.
You know, eat the cake.
With the truth. Exactly. With the truth, you're going to do so much right than wrong.
Hallelujah.
Even
what
if the,
say?
The truth says, the client
so
says, look,
faithful.
Right, I don't like that. I'm going to cancel because I need it tomorrow, like yesterday. That's okay, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they're
you're advising the client. Right. And you know what? Sometimes they'll hang up the phone, rethink about
right
it,
back.
Right, because... Right, because at the moment they're just hot. They're
passion.
Hot. They can't. Right. So once you give them a moment and think things through, you know, they'll call back. Sometimes I do that. I'm like, you know, I'll be talking to them. I let them, you know, I'm listening. That's my words. I'm listening. I heard you. I understand. Let me do this. Let me get back. When by the time I come back with a follow up, you know, they're more lenient. Than, you know, me lying to them and being okay my whole day, but I just messed somebody's, you know, whole freaking day up. Because by the time that client gets another associate, poor associate, they're going to have their neck for it. Because it's all you, right?
That's
it's
right.
Us.
Now, what's funny to me is I have, like, some orders still pulled up. And then I look at the order, and they rescheduled. They told me to cancel it. They called in the store. Then the store calls to reschedule it. And then there's
yeah, and you got them back.
And I was like really nice, and they would just chop my head all the way off. And then they called back and asked to speak to me. Like, is this the same person that did not let me help them? Now they want me to help them.
Because you told them the truth, and once they sat back and listened to what you said, you know, on the back of their mind, they realized, even though it's not what I want to hear, it is the truth. And that's how I treat all my clients. I'm going to tell you what I see here. I don't care what the previous agent told you
that's
that
right.
we could do it today or da-da-da-da. I'm going to tell you what I could see, and I've been here for a couple of years. If I'm speaking, it's because I know. Now, if I place you on hold so I could figure it out and find the right information, I'll do that, too, without stating that I know my stuff, you know?
That's right. Me, too. Amen.
Amen. Amen to that. You see, there's still good people out there. That's why I don't lose faith, girl. I know
That's
we're
right.
out there. We're just like a needle in a haystack, but we're out there.
What about the service? Look, I'd be like, they don't even know I'm customer service supervisor, and this, I'm getting lousy service. So I make the service feel good so that she can give me some good service because I want excellent service.
Yeah. We got to do that too, which I don't really put, but I do that to everybody, my technicians. You know, sometimes they're hot out there. You know, things are going on. I've learned to wrap up my calls because when I'm speaking to a technician or a driver, they're in different areas, and the phone calls get disconnected, right?
That's right.
And if I'm not on wrap-up, what happens to me is that I'll receive another call and can't get back to that order. Technicians, yeah, calling, and they're like, oh, my call got disconnected. I was talking to somebody. Why didn't they call me back? I explained to them. We have a thing that we could wrap up, but when our numbers are down, that has to increase. We can't keep wrapping up on every call. We don't know that your call is going to disconnect, and as soon as your call disconnects from me, like me and you, once me and you disconnect, another call is coming in. Thank you for calling, bye-bye, you know? So some of us, you know, try to assist, and, you know, I hate to have my teams out there in the field frustrated. That's my biggest thing.
Yes.
I told a
customer, she was like, well, it'll fit. The old one fit and this and that. I was like, well, one, the houses move. Two, our techs are experts in the field. So whatever that tech said, I didn't want to say whether if he wanted to do it or not. If he said this is the reason, this is going to have to be the reason, because we can't, you know, just go ahead and make him do it. He going to do it wrong, you know, not going to do it wrong, whatever. But our techs, I mean, I love our techs.
Yeah, that's why I tell them I'm in the middle. I'm going to back up my tech. Whatever you tell me is going on, that's why I like to ask them, can we do it? What is the need? What's the resolution before I speak to the client, right? Because if my tech says they got to go, they can't. I had a tech that client had everything in the order but not the stacking kit. This is the second delivery, but the first delivery had nothing to do with that. So she thought that we had the stacking kit. It's not in her order. She wanted the team to start taking everything out, and they were going to go out to the store and get the stacking kit. And team was like, we cannot wait. We have to move on. And I went with the team. I said to the client, look, they have to move on. And she was a little upset, and she said she's going to cancel order. And I said, that's okay. I'm going to get you a manager. I'm going to advise my manager. I know we placed you in a bad position, but I'll get you a call back from my manager, which I advised them the situation. And, you know, they just called to kind of, you know, I said, look, she's going to be upset with Janet. It's me, Janet, a.k.a. Janet. And that's okay. But the team moved on. You know, before you go and try to, you can't make this right. The team has moved on. And, you know, because you don't want to get a manager on the phone and then be asking you, well, can we do it? Is the team still there? You know, and I was like, they moved on. But they want magic. But all we got to do is what we could do and what we have on hand, right?
That's right.
I got that case number for you, m'lady.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's 260-752-784.
Okay, and will you be calling the customer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, because I told her that you all were going to call her.
Yeah, I'll call her right now.
Because she said that she been trying to call the store for a couple of days, even before the delivery, and she can't get through. So I was like, they're going to call you. You know, everything that she poured out to me, she'll pour out to you.
Pour out to me. Okay, she'll do my last call for the day.
Oh, lucky you. I got two more hours.
So if she keep me on there that long, right? I got until 4:30.
It always be like that. The last day, the last call be over the top, either
the
good
longest,
or
yeah.
I've been here 9 years. I'm used to that. I'm like, hey, I might as well just chill out and get it on over with.
Yeah, that's me. I've been doing this 5 years, and I love it. You know why? Because the client is not in my face. I could, you know, they could be screaming, calling me, whatever. It's not personal. You're not in my face. And I love it. Like, I could calm a person down over the phone better than in person, right? Because you got face reactions, body language. Mm-hmm. And when somebody's speaking to you, and that matters sometimes, and their body language, it's hard to maintain your facial expressions and your body language. That's why I love the phone, because I'm like, I'm listening. It's not personal anymore.
Yeah,
I used to work at stores,
mutable.
You know, when I used to be, right. Yeah. When I used to be in front of the person's face and they get close to you, you know, and they talk to you like they're your parents. And it's like, wait a minute. Hold up. So
wait a minute. Like the song say.
That's right. Wait a minute. We ain't going there. So I tell people, they've left me home. I'm going to have a job forever because I don't ever have to see a client in my face. I can handle this.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I got one of you.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Ms. Jenna, it was a pleasure talking with you.
Same here, Nina. You have a good one, okay? Enjoy your weekend.
Oh, and you also. This is Nina.
Thank you, my girl. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied, how satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent? Was your issue resolved during this interaction? Press 1 for yes and 2. Thank you for your feedback. Goodbye.